Thank you. Not to get sentimental or sloppy about the whole thing, but we're on our way down here to the forum tonight, and a funny thing happened. That's it. That was the whole joke. See, that's what happens. You get older, your jokes get shorter and funnier, okay? It's not my fault. Not my fault. It's just time. It's passage of time, you know? And, you know, so things have changed around us a little bit, you know? Now, let's see. Oh, yeah, some pirates, some bastards gave away the whole music business, so now we only get paid for playing in shows, you know? We don't get any royalties or anything like that. And neither does anybody else, and I don't know how there's going to be any new musicians making careers under those circumstances, but what can I say? It can't be helped. It's like the other things that are going on, you know? The volcanoes, tornadoes, the sinkholes, the tsunamis, the, you know, asteroids, near collisions with the asteroids, the chemtrails, the hollow earth, you know, all that stuff, you know? It just can't be helped anymore. It can't be helped. It's the government is too powerful anymore, and they just do whatever they want to us, and we just lap it up. And I like it like that. Because that leaves us totally free to do nothing but what we're doing here tonight, which is have a good time, you know? Party like it's. Bring all these great people, all of you wonderful people who came down here tonight to make this happen with us, because we're all in this together, this party this evening and this show and probably a lot of other things too, but I know we're gonna, the band came down here to play. We got some tunes and we got a great band, they're gonna rock on out, you're gonna love it. And when it's over, when it's all over and you drag yourself back to your little apartment or your condo or whatever it is, your house in the suburbs, you and the little bitty pretty one, the object of your affliction, or whoever you have with you tonight. I know you've explained to her what the show is all about, what Steely Dan is and everything, and she's taking it pretty good so far. But anyway, once it's over, she'll be relieved, and then, you know, you get back to the place and you reach down under your chair and a goddamn miracle happens. Because you pull out that lid from that shoebox you haven't seen since 1972. And in that shoebox, which last time you saw it was full of twigs and seeds and leaves and, you know, crummy commercial Mexican blah blah blah, is now loaded up with giant fresh blooms, flowers of Chiba Chiba, straight from Colombia, ladies and gentlemen. Buried in the ground for 17 years and now ready to destroy your mind. So, what do you do? What are we gonna do? You roll it up, you twist it up, you got seven papers, you got a little crutch on the end, little filter there. You make it nice and big like one of those Amsterdam space cones, you know, and you just get it just right, and then you light it up. You puff on it, you smoke it, you pass it around, you smoke it a little more, and then the next thing you know, shazam! I think you can safely say one of two things. Hey, baby, I feel more like I did when I, right now than I did when I first got here. That's one thing you could say. Or you could just say, was I finished? And that's when you break out the drink, but I can't remember what drink you're going to break out, folks. What's it going to be? I mean, you know, there's beer, whiskey, there's lemonade, there's, you know, there's all kinds of, you know, Arizona tea, and there's, you know, magic Manchurian magic mushroom juice and all that stuff. I don't think that's going to cut the mustard, though, because you got to go back to the originator. It comes from Mexico. It kind of golden fluid, looks like, I don't know, it comes in a little bottle with, you know, cork on the top there, or a twist off the top, and the label fell off, you can't even remember, you can't even read the name there, but you gotta remember what it is, because you're slicing up some lemons and pulling out some salt, just like you really knew, and the only thing to do is ask the lady you're with, or ask the person that shares your flat and your affections, ladies. Hey. Hey, baby, what's the name of that drink? What do we call that drink? What do they call that stuff? We used to drink it in college. I know it's still good. What do you call that drink? It comes right before a sunrise. Orchestra. This is my partner right here, Walter Becker, who's been speaking to you at length. My name is Donald Fagen. This is Steely Dan Orchestra, and of course the Danettes. Very important. And tonight we're going to do for you some various tunes from the from the great, wonderful points of our career, and those shining moments. And sit back, relax. Glad, thanks for coming, everybody. We hear you leaving. That's okay. But a little wild time it just begun. Guess you kind of scared yourself, you're turning wrong. But if you ever change your heart, Ricky, don't lose that number. You don't want to call. Send it off in a letter to yourself. Ricky, don't lose that number. It's the only one you want. You might use it if you feel better when you get home. A friend in town said your name. We can go out driving on slow hand drawn.
that number. You don't wanna call nobody else. Send it off in a letter to yourself.
blues. Thank you. Right now we're going to have Walt Weisskopf come up to the front of the stage with his alto saxophone.
Sleeping. Saturday, baby. So far, so good. I'm building the Andrea Doria out of balsam wood. The days really don't last forever. It's getting pretty damn close. And that's when I remember the things I miss the most. Talk, sex, somebody to trust, the oddity. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. What a nutty night. dirty work.
Thank you. Let's have a hand for the Danettes right here. Thank you. Thanks very much.
How you doing out there?
So far. It's good.
Sound great.
Safa. To have a hand for our guitar section, Mr. Walter Becker. And Mr. John Harrington down on the end right there. Thank you. Here's an old tune from the Gaucho album. Thank you.
see. Turn that jungle music down just until the light of dawn. Of a perfect day, distant lights from across the bay.
Love, sister, shine. Love, sister, shine.
So fine, so young. Tell me.
with the Don Mayer pickups in it. And the LSL guitar too, I guess. Well, maybe later. Because now it's time for me to introduce to you the members of the band this year. And we think, our opinion, this is the best band we've ever had. Period. Full stop. That's all. Right? So please welcome, if you will, all the way from New York City, LaTanya Hall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Oh my God.
Said I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, yeah, yeah, yeah. How long? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, jeez. And also, from New York City vicinity, that is to say, New Jersey, Miss Cindy Mizell. Hey, Cindy.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Queen of Soul? And finally, our singer that's been with us in every single turn band that we've had since 1993. That's how good she is. That's how important she is. I'm talking, of course, about the Supreme, all the way from New York City, Miss Carolyn Lenhart.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Ah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. And that's why we and I, one thing I love is a good rhythm section, right? I'm, you know, if they don't have a good rhythm section, don't even call me. I mean, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. Simple as that. But we got a good rhythm section, and we finally got this guy, this piano player, this sort of guy completed the instrumental portion of our band and made it everything that it should be. From New York City, a fantastic piano player, Mr. Jim Beard. Guitar, are you ready? Are you ready? He lives in Los Angeles. You should know this guy. He's pretty good. All the way from Woodland Hills, or what do they call it out there? Hidden Hills, West Park, I don't know. Please welcome, if you will, originally from Oakland, California, Mr. Ready Freddy Washington. Matter of the drummer here, probably the best way to say it is this guy, I think he's the best drummer around this time, in this particular moment in time, and, oh man, I love playing with this guy. Please welcome, if you will, I think you know him, Mr. Keith Carlock. Trombone, Mr. Jim Pugh. On the trumpet, Mr. Michael Lenhart. On the tenor saxophone, Walt Weisskopf. Burns on saxophone, my darling Roger Rosenberg. And of course, our lead guitarist, the mighty John Harrington. Folks, and we just love him. Oh, we love this guy. We love you guys. We're full of love tonight. Yeah, that's right. And that's why, at this time, bring the band down behind me, boys. Oh, that's nice. It's my great personal pleasure and also my job to introduce to you my partner in crime for lo these many years. It's really kind of a Cinderella story, you know. Couple of rancid punks in New York City banging out songs in a sad little office in the Brill Building, and something quite miraculous happened, and they were offered gainful employment as songwriters here in Los Angeles, California, ladies and gentlemen, in the year 1970. Well, they came out here, and you know, they were a little confused because, you know, they'd never seen chocolate butterscotch yogurt before. You know, I didn't know how to drive, and, you know, we couldn't figure out why all the apples were always dripping wet and Gelson's and buns and everything. Well, how did that happen, you know? But eventually, we got it together, and now we're back. That's right. Even if we're just one or two or three nights, we're back. We love. Love you. But, I digress. I'm trying to tell you about my partner here. He's the guy. He's the original. He is the originator. He is the one, the only one. He says it loud, proud, strong, long. You know, all the way from New York City. The Upper East Side. That's the way he likes it now, but let's not forget where we were when we got our thing going. It was right out here in California. That's right. We were indeed a California band. And now, in spite of everything, it is my great personal pleasure to introduce my partner, hitmaker, singer, songwriter, piano player, man about town, stern critic of the contemporary scene, the original, the originator, the one, the only one, and the chief of the Fabergines. Please welcome Mr. Donald Fagen.
Quite surprised.
think of youth recycling on set. Are you really?
Thank you. We appreciate it. It's always great to come back where we started this band. Thanks very much.
Scale, get them all out of here.